Welcome to the Well Woman Show, where we interview women executives, leaders, and entrepreneurs.
And you're listening to the Well Woman Show,
where motivated women achieve fulfillment and well-being.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
Take time for myself by coming to things like Well Woman drinks.
To be accepting of myself no matter what. Step away from judgment as much as possible.
You're listening to the Well Women Show.
You're going to be in for a good ride. I don't regret anything. Everything I've ever done, I've learned from it, one way or another, good or bad.
Being a little bit selfish for yourself, you know, put your own oxygen mask on first and then give what's left.
I'm a woman. I would prefer to tell my own story. My story, though it's very personal, is universal.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show. And now your host, Giovanna Rossi.
Hi, Giovanna Rossi here, and welcome to another episode of The Well Woman Show, where I interview women leaders, executives, and entrepreneurs about their lives and their road to becoming and being who they are today. Are you feeling burned out or finding it hard to focus on your goals? Or are you in transition? Well, you're not alone. We all need to activate our superpowers. These are the internal strengths and abilities we all already have but don't use all the time. Superpowers can be cultivated, and they include empathy, love, intuition, courage, and more. As always, this episode is brought to you by Well Woman Life, a global community of women living our best lives. Whether it's your health, relationships, your money, or making an impact in your community and the world, Well Woman Life has you covered. You've made a commitment to not settle, to use your voice, and to live your best life. Well Woman Life offers annual memberships, workshops, and retreats to support you. Check out wellwomanlife.com/Facebook to join our growing community. Now back to the show. I'm speaking with Dani Adams. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Dani, you are a member of Well Woman Life, amongst many other things in your life, which we'll get to. But I wanted to start because I'm doing a series of interviews with members because I really want to understand how you have used the tools and the information and this show in your own life. And so what does this show mean for you? How has it impacted your life?
I think the show has been really beneficial to me because it's really great to hear from all these strong, powerful women and hear what they do in order to maintain their wellness and how they got to be where they are. And there's just been such a variety of guests and people that I maybe wouldn't have heard of if I didn't hear them on the show. And so it's really nice to just get a little snippet of their life and see if there's any sort of practices that could apply to mine.
And what have you taken from any of the interviews and applied it in your own life?
The one that stuck the most is Morning Pages with Julia Cameron. So Morning Pages are now a part of my morning routine, and that's probably the thing that I've actually been able to be consistent with.
Nice. And I know you've just had a big transition with your own work life. Do you think taking the leap was in part as a result of the community of the Well Woman Life community and the whole support system and the information?
I think that knowing that there is a support system and knowing that other people have made their own leaps is, and hearing about their stories and how they were able to transform their own lives was definitely inspirational and motivational in that decision.
And what was, can you talk about what the decision was and how you made it?
So I made the decision to leave a job that I had been at for the past 4 years or so. And it wasn't a bad job by any means, but it just wasn't, I wasn't doing what I want to do. And so making the decision to leave a job that was perfectly fine and, you know, a steady paycheck and reliable was a really difficult decision to make, to kind of jump off and work on my own goals, which are to start my own communications and marketing and content creation business and doing the things that I wasn't able to do creatively in my other job.
Congratulations. That's really a big deal.
It is. Thank you. It's been pretty nerve-wracking.
So, Danny, let me ask you about your own superpowers for success, because you've heard many women talk about theirs, and I think you might have a few of your own. So let me ask you, what does success in life mean for you?
I think that success is being able to do what I want to do and support myself doing it. And also having the support of people around me.
Nice. And when did you know you were really good at what you do?
I don't know if I know that. I mean, I like to think that I am, of course, but it's not something, and this is something I need to work on, is my confidence level in myself. But I think that I must be good at what I do because other people tell me, and eventually I'll get to that point where I can say that I'm good at what I do with confidence.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because the ability to quit your job and start your own business takes a certain level of confidence in knowing that you can do it. Mm-hmm. Where does that come from?
I think really there's a couple people that I talked to in the months leading up to this decision that really helped me understand that I wasn't living the life that I wanted to live, and that I could, and that they saw something in me that led them to know that I could do what I wanted to do and be successful at it, and having their confidence in me greatly helped that decision.
Yeah, so having other people's confidence, and what you said earlier about the external validation of, like, you must be good at what you do because other people have told you that you've done a good job, that's super important. I mean, because it makes us feel like, great, you know, I'm good at this. There is another level of that internal knowing that you're just really good, and that's that internal, like, confidence that you're talking about. So that definitely comes, I think, with a lot of work and practice, and it sounds like you're on that path.
Yeah, I think so too. That's definitely something that I'm working on, and I'm definitely working in ways outside of my business to get that kind of experience that I'm looking for.
Danny, what superpower did you discover you had only to realize it was there all the time?
I don't know. I mean, I guess just I have a very strong work ethic, which is surprisingly something that not everybody has, but it's something that has been instilled in me since I was little. And that, like, if you say you're going to do something, you do it, you know, like we were talking about the four agreements earlier, be impeccable with your word. And I think that's something that I grew up with and only recently realized that not everybody else is.
And did you get that from your mom or your dad or both?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's something that they necessarily said straight out. I think it's just something that they did. I mean, you do what you say you're going to do, and you show up when you say you're going to, and they're just very reliable people, and I think that they've definitely led by example in that regard.
Danny, what advice would you give yourself 10 years ago?
Probably just not to care so much about boys. I mean, 10 years ago, I was just in my first year of college. And so I think that I was just a little more boy crazy than I needed to be. And I could have used that time to, you know, make and foster friendships, which I did. But I think that if I were to go back, I would focus more on my female friends.
Do you think she would have listened to that advice?
No, because I know my mom did tell me that in high school. She told me, you know, that your girlfriends are always going to be more important than your boyfriends, and to you know, appreciate my girl friendships and not pay so much attention to all the boys just because they give you attention. And I didn't listen, of course.
Well, that leads nicely into the next question, which is, do you identify as a feminist?
Yeah, I would definitely say that I identify as a feminist. I mean, I know people have different ideas and different definitions of what a feminist is. And I think that it's changing a lot right now. And I think that that's a good thing.
Where do you get your solid, you know, idea of feminism? Like, how did that happen for you in your life?
I think just growing up with really strong women, like my mom and my aunt are definitely really strong, powerful women and great examples for me of showing, you know, that a woman can do whatever she wants to do.
Okay. And what are you reading right now? What's on your nightstand?
I'm always reading several different things. So one of my books I'm reading right now is Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. And I can't find it. I don't know where it is. I haven't been able to finish it. And then I'm reading The Nightingale, which is a novel. So I'm typically in the middle of one novel and one sort of self-improvement book.
Okay, I'm speaking with Dani Adams. She's a member of Well Woman Life and a listener of the show. And I wanted to talk to her about the impact that the Well Woman Life community has had on her. And also, we just talked about her own superpowers for success. In the final segment coming up, we're going to actually walk through the transformation framework for badass women with Dani and tackle one of her challenges. So stay tuned. Okay, Dani, we're going to do the transformation framework for badass women. And I know you've maybe done this at a workshop before, but I'm going to walk you through it so that listeners can sort of hear how this goes and learn along with you. So I want you to think about internal superpowers and what that means to you. We have a whole process that we use to really discover what your internal superpowers are that we're not going to do right now. But just for the sake of this quick quiz that we're doing on the show, I want you to think about your internal superpowers as self-love, self-care, and self-acceptance. So those are those really strong internal superpowers that we can use in our lives. And then I also want you to think about your external supports, the external supports you have in your life, like in your home, in your relationships, in your work, at the policy level, you know, at all levels, basically. I'm going to ask you two questions, and then we'll figure out what stage of the Well Woman Life you're in. Does that sound good?
That sounds good.
Okay. So first of all, I want you to think of a challenge that you're having. Like, think about your greatest challenge or a goal you have that right now, you know, in your life, either in your personal life, in your professional life, or in your public life. And if you want to share it, you can. You don't have to. We can do it without you sharing it. Would you like to share it?
So one thing that I'm working on right now is, as you know, I'm in the process of building up my own business, and I am really struggling with figuring out how to frame the services that I want to offer and, you know, whether to charge hourly or whether to make packages and just kind of how to present myself to my ideal audience.
Okay, great. That's a big challenge. Mm-hmm. So on a scale of 1 to 10, I want you to think about what your current experience of your internal superpowers is related to this challenge. So again, thinking of your internal superpowers as self-love, self-care, and self-acceptance. On a scale of 1 to 10, what is your current experience related to this challenge?
I'm going to go with 5.
Okay. And then on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your current experience of your external supports related to this challenge? So again, external supports being family, work, school, friends, those kinds of things. So how are those external supports impacting your greatest challenge on a scale of 1 to 10?
8.
Okay. So lots of supports and lots of support and a little bit low on the internal superpowers, but not too low. So where this lands you is, I don't know if you have guessed this yet or not, but when you've got fairly low, but you know, you're pretty middle there because it's a 5, on your superpowers and very high external supports, you tend to be in the responsive stage, which is it can be a very fast-paced stage. There's a lot going on in your, you know, externally with your work, with your relationships, with everything. And then it's positive. There's a lot of good there. And at the same time, you need to be building up that internal superpower. And when we're in responsive stage, it can be a stage of burnout, can be. So it can be, you know, when we're not filling our cup first and we're trying to do everything else, we can get burned out. And so I think for your particular challenge, well, anyway, I'll just say that that's where you land in this life cycle, in the stages of the life cycle. What's your response to that?
That's where I expected to land. I feel like I just came out of a stage of burnout and was out of that burnout for a short period of time, but not necessarily handling all of these new commitments in the way that I wanted to.
So I think the big thing here in this stage is really cultivating the universal superpower that we can cultivate in this stage, which is awareness. And this is, we call it a universal superpower because everybody has access to this. This is not something unique to just me or you, but everybody has access to this awareness superpower because when we tap into our awareness, we can unlock a lot of our potential and a lot of our superpowers, our internal superpowers. So and especially related to your challenge of figuring out how you want to present your business and your offering and how to price it, this has so much to do with our self-love and self-worth and self-confidence. Because we often, if we're low on confidence, we often underprice ourselves, or don't structure it the best way that you could for you, for your business. So, the universal superpower is awareness, and the way we get there is by doing some deep listening. So, what does that mean? That means really picking up on your practices that you use, or if you don't have any, finding some. Sounds like you already do morning pages, so that's good. but really figuring out a practice for your, like a meditation practice maybe. Because what you want to do is move into the next stage where you can tap into your inner wisdom and that inner knowing, and then the answers to your question will become clearer at that point. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you have any practices you'd recommend?
So I would recommend, in order to listen deeply to yourself and move into that next stage, I would try to do some meditation. There's a great app that you can try called Insight Timer. You use it already? Yeah, and I would do that. I would expand on your morning pages routine and have a whole morning routine, and really prioritize this time as like an important part of your day, and do some meditation, do some journaling. And when you do those, well, you already do the morning pages, but then adding the meditation together, that can be a really powerful tool to tap into that. And just by doing that, you're moving yourself into the next stage by slowing down. And I think the key here for you is to not jump into action too fast. We tend to jump from burnout into action and skip that next stage that we really need, which is the passive lingering stage where we can really tap into our inner wisdom. And when we do that, we take action very quickly and we make things happen. And later we realize it was maybe the wrong, decision, or just we could have made a better decision. So taking some time to tap into that inner wisdom through meditation. And I would even say, bring in the physical body into this by doing some yoga or walking, like even some silent walking, no phone, no dog, no partner, nothing. Because what you want to do is get into that really calm state where information just flows out of you and you kind of like have the answers to your questions.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. And that's exactly what I used to do in the mornings, is I would wake up and do yoga and then morning pages and then meditate. And that's something that I've fallen out of practice and that I just reinstated actually as of this morning.
Oh, good. Yeah. And when we're so busy and like you've just taken on this, big contract and you're starting your business, it's really easy to stop doing some of those really important practices. And it's like, it's the exact opposite of what we need to be doing, especially if you're trying to figure out a big question, like your pricing and your offering and your business, for sure. So again, you have the flexibility now because you're not going to a job 8 to 5. You have the flexibility to build in a good portion of your day dedicated to this deep listening practice. So I would say that.
Yeah. And I think that's exciting. And it's just something that I need to follow through on and make it a priority.
Yeah. Because after you tap into that, you move through that next stage, the passive stage, you end up in the active stage, which is super exciting. That's the stage of transition where you're taking action. And that's when you know what action to take. It's right action. It's very aligned with your purpose and your what you want in life. And it's not like writing a list of pros and cons and asking all your friends for their advice. It's more like, I just know what to do because I've tapped into that inner wisdom. And so that'll be the next stage after that, the transition stage where you take action. And then the stage after that is a wonderful stage of flow where like you're in flow, you're aligned, you have figured it out, and you're getting some positive response to your decision, and things are moving in a way that's easy. I mean, not easy because you're working hard, but it's not an uphill battle or a fight all the time. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, Danny, well, you can go to wellwomanlife.com/movement to take your own quiz. It's a quick 2-question quiz, and you get the full answer to where you are, which stage you're in, and which superpower you need to activate and tools to help you do that. Again, it's wellwomanlife.com/movement. And Danny, I want to thank you for being on the show. It's so great to spend this time with you. We had some tea. We chit-chatted. You actually interviewed me for something that's going to publish in March. So it's been a lot of fun.
It's been really great. Thank you for having me.
That's it for our show today. Remember, if you need support to live your well woman life, head over to wellwomanlife.com/Facebook to join us. Our monthly live event, Well Woman Drinks, brings women together to share our successes and challenges as women, leaders, moms, aunts, sisters, and all the other roles we carry. If you'd like to attend a Well Woman Drinks near you, or if there isn't one in your city yet and you'd like to start one, email info@wellwomanlife.com. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment and subscribe in iTunes and leave a review. This helps raise visibility, which is super helpful when it comes to producing the show every week. For feedback, comments, or just to let me know you are listening today, find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @WellWomanLife. I'm Giovanna Rossi for The Well Woman Show. Until next time, have a super powerful week.